from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, look, just an absolutely brutal performance by the Phils last night. I mean, really a disgrace in many ways. We'll talk about it extensively today. You know, not just last night, but obviously the last couple weeks, the last couple months. What in the world has happened to our fighting Phils? We'll get to that. We'll get to the Eagles, of course, their joint practice yesterday with the Patriots. Elliot Shore Parks will join us. The Eagles have a preseason game tomorrow against New England. So, look, all of it on the table. Obviously, heaviest on the Phils with the debacle that we've seen lately. 215-592-9494. It's Rich.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Geckos do not have eyelids.
Geckos?
Yeah, geckos.
Like the Geico?
So they can't blink.
Yes, like the Geico gecko.
Wait, that's correct, a real Joe. Animal?
No, Joe. Come on, buddy.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
You thought a gecko was a made-up thing for a commercial?
Like, I thought it was like Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are there really Ronald McDonalds out there in the wilderness?
Dude.
I mean, they don't all talk and have an accent.
I mean, this is outrageous. Do we also have snuggle bears somewhere in the wilderness? Well, we have bears.
Dude.
Do we have,
we have bears in the wilderness.
Do we have Tony the Tigers?
We have tigers.
We have tigers. Yeah. We got geckos in the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, they're real, buddy.
That's unbelievable.
Let's go.
All right, well. And well, we've deviated from the
Rich
Phillies for a moment.
Rich is flummoxed now.
He's flummoxed. I think I'm more flummoxed.
Well, so, and
we
also,
need a Twitter poll question of the day. How many people knew that a gecko was real?
Everyone.
A lot of people.
Truly,
right. Probably over. So, yeah, the gecko, man. And so they have to lick their eyeballs in order to keep their eyeballs working properly.
I suppose. Look, they'd have to lick my eyeballs to keep my eyeballs open yesterday watching the freaking Phillies game. Talk about a game that felt like it was over in the first inning. All right. Yeah. Let's get to it. All right. The phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, are wide open for you. You know, we got this thing called Time's Yours, and that's 9:45, and that's your chance to, you know, get it off your chest or, you know, celebrate, right? Or comment in any way. And that's, you know, 3 hours and 45 minutes from now. But until then, obviously, at 215-592-9494, we really want to hear from you.
So you're saying time's yours. Like,
yes.
Time's yours on the lines
like right
as well
now.
Today.
Like,
yes.
This is a four-hour live Time's Yours. That's yeah, matter,
time's
yeah,
yours.
Crank up the open. No, we don't need the open at Time's Yours. But look, obviously, 215-592-9494. Let me just say a few things here at the start. At a certain point, it's not about the stand. So I'm always aware when we start a show at 6 o'clock, you know, I'm sure some of you listening did not see the Phillies game last night. Maybe you went to bed pretty early. You know, maybe you didn't see any of it. Maybe you saw all of it. Maybe you saw part of it. I'm always aware of that when our show starts at this time. All right. Let me just say this. For those of you that missed it, it was a disgrace. Okay, I just want to frame that early for those of you that missed it. Those of you that saw it know what I'm talking about. All right. Now, let's start with this. At a certain point, it's not about the standings. Yes, the Phillies are still, you know, fairly up in the NL East, six games, although it went from 7-6 yesterday. But it's not, it's a little bit about the standings, but it's not really about, it's about the product. It's about the effort. This is a lousy product with lousy effort these days. It is hard to watch. It is a listless team with listless body language and a performance that freaking stinks. Look, let me tell you something. Last night was a disgrace, but it's not the only one recently. And I'm not going to go like so far over the top where I declare the season over. No, season's not over. But this team is too good to be playing like this. There's too much talent to be playing like this. You know, I mean, and I'm not even really going to do much today on Taiwan, who obviously stinks. All right, it's Jake Arrieta all over again at the end, minus the accomplishment prior to getting here. Arrieta actually had been a really good pitcher at one point.
Taiwan, yeah, he won a Cy Young.
Yeah. Taiwan was never that, but he had, you know, some accomplishment. Taiwan's done. Done. But here's the problem. That game should not have been done when Taiwan gave up two runs in the first inning, but anyone who watched it last night knew it was. The game was over in the first inning. And that should not be the case. What happened to our fighting Phils? Where's the fight? Where's the heart? Where is the skill? What happened to our squad, ladies and gentlemen? 215-592-9494.
Yeah, Joe, that's a great word. Disgrace is the... I wrote it down, too. Last night was a disgrace. The last month has been a disgrace. And the players are playing disgracefully. They are not disgraceful players. They are not bad people. They are playing collectively as poorly as we've ever seen.
They really are.
And that amazes me because I thought we had better leadership than that. Now, it's not too late. We can fix this.
No, that's
we
right.
can pull this thing back. But Rob Thompson, you've got to get a hold of it too. It's the leaders, the players that are leaders, the old heads. You've got to get a hold of this. I don't know if you guys do the team meeting thing. I think now's a great time for the team meeting thing. You need to bring guys together into a room and figure out why this has gone too far, why it's strayed so far from the World Series recipe, because it has. It needs to get fixed. If that's your leading style. Now, I don't know if that's the way that they do it. It's all about attitude and toughness. I would stand up in front of that team and say, who's the toughest guy in this room? We need you to help us fix this.
It's mental.
We need you to help
toughness.
Us pull through
you know?
This. Yes, yeah. this these dog days. These are the times that are hardest. We need mental and physical toughness. Who amongst you will lead us? Like, this is the time. So, Rob Thompson, also, though, you need to Silent Bob their asses. You need to do that thing, like, at the end of Clerks, where Silent Bob, who doesn't say anything the whole movie, finally, when he says something, it carries so much weight. Rob Thompson, you have been the good guy. You've been the good cop all along. They love you for that. Now's the time to crack down and open up a can of whoop-ass.
I agree with you, John.
You can pull it off, and it will carry weight. It will resonate with that clubhouse.
No, John, I agree.
Now's the time to pull it out.
Look, I agree with that 1,000,000%. I mean, 215-592-9494 for everyone to comment. I mean, if you missed it, just know this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, you're lucky you missed it, because it was hard to watch. James, did it feel like the game to you was over in the first inning?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
2-0.
First inning,
done.
It was, right?
Done. I had zero faith or belief they were going to come back. I watched that game almost like just a funeral march. I was like, all right, let's get to the end of this thing and then melt down tomorrow morning, because it's time to freaking melt down about this.
No, it really is. I mean, and look, guys, we know they still have a good record. I mean, they're 69-50. We know they're still, you know, six games up on the Braves. You know, like, they're still very, very likely going to make the playoffs. They're 10 games up on a playoff spot. They're not going to not make the playoffs.
Right.
But the thing about it is, it really, and a couple weeks ago when we first broached this, maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe two, when we referenced the 2023 Eagles, I mean, there was some initial pushback, like, how dare you? disrespect this Phillies team and what they accomplished in the first 3 months.
Yeah, no? I was thinking that was an overreaction. But now, if you're Rob Thompson, or if you're a leader of this baseball team, you just cite the facts and you can remind guys how dire this situation really is.
We as Philadelphia sports fans, we just saw it last fall and in the winter. Now, it's not all the way there. They haven't lost the playoff game yet. They're not down 27-0 to the Giants in week 18,
right?
You know, in the first half. But, like, it's not there yet, but they're in, like, the week 14 mode right now, week 15.
Exactly.
This is like the Seattle.
Mode.
This is like the when they lost to Seattle, and it's like, wait a minute here. This is starting to feel, this is like, it shouldn't be here.
We're 7-16 since the All-Star break. Our run differential, minus 25 in the last 23 games. Before the All-Star break, we were plus 110 run differential. The team ERA, the team ERA since the All-Star break is over 5.
It's a debacle.
Remember the first half where we were like, okay, look at Ranger up there at the top of all of baseball, up there with like a 1.22 ERA or something like that. Our team ERA after the All-Star break is now 5.07.
Yeah.
That does not get it done.
Well, and neither does, you know, like, if you played the game, who's holding up their end of the bargain? Yeah. I mean, it's a small list. I think it's Zach Wheeler and, I don't know, maybe one or two of the relievers, and, like, that's
Edmundo it. Edmundo Sosa?
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm
not,
serious. That's what I mean. Like, we're talking, like, a beast. He's fine. Like, that's where we're at.
It's really
Nick
bad.
Oh, yeah,
lately he's been better. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We're also going to get into what to do about it. It's not, look, half the show obviously is about complaining, lamenting, expressing our frustration, which we got to do. I mean, we're humans, and it's freaking frustrating right now. So totally that's on the table and available for you at 215-592-9494. The other big thing, and it's not that easy to figure out, frankly, is what to do about it. Who do you want to sit? Do you want to cut someone? Do you think Rob Thompson's job should be on the line before the playoffs begin? I mean, I'm just posing that question. I mean, I remember the Devils 1 year fired their coach right before the playoffs.
Yes, they did.
And they freaking won the Stanley Cup.
Well, Jack McKeon, right in baseball.
Jack McKeon.
They fired third of the way into the season, whatever.
Right.
And that dude at 80 or 70-something years old, let him to the World Series
I mean, the Phillies in 83 fired their manager when they were in first place. And they got to the World Series. So here's the thing. What do you think should be done about it? Batting order, pitchers, manager, all on the table.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.